Vorrei posola con la pace del mio segno, io mi sfido, con la pace del mio segno, io mi sfido, dire con la pace del mio segno, devo credere posola, io mi sfido,
that aria, the lament called Cara Sposa, My Dear Beloved, is one of the biggest hits of the Baroque era. It was first heard at the premiere of Rinaldo in London in 1711, and it completely blew the audience away. Up to that time, no one had even imagined that there could be music so powerfully affecting. But it was only the beginning. Rinaldo was the first big work by George Friedrich Händel to be presented in London. Yet to come were almost 5 decades worth of operas and oratorios, including Messiah, with the Hallelujah Chorus, one of the most recognizable and emotionally powerful pieces of music in the Western canon. But before we go any further, welcome to the Lyric Opera Commentary on Händel's Rinaldo. I'm Jesse Graham, Lyric's Audience Education Manager, and the recording we'll be listening to is the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Christopher Hogwood. Rinaldo is sung by countertenor David Daniels. Goffredo is mezzo-soprano Bernarda Fink. Eustazio is countertenor Daniel Taylor. Almirena is mezzo-soprano Cecilia Bartoli. And the Christian Sorcerer is countertenor Bajan Mehta. Those are the good guys. The bad guys are Argante, sung by bass baritone Gerald Finley, Armida, sung by soprano Luba Orgonasova, and Two Sirens, sung by sopranos Anna Maria Rincon and Catherine Bott. And special thanks to Decca Music Group Limited for providing the musical excerpts. Opera, at least in the Italian sense of the word, was a long time coming to England. There were fits and starts in the form of English plays with musical interludes, and eventually real Italian music, but with translated English texts. There was a lot of resistance to opera at first, mostly because it was foreign. Some of the arguments against it were that it was unpatriotic, that it was leading youth astray, that it was ruining the nation, and even that it led to homosexuality. But there was definitely a market waiting to be tapped. And the one who did it was an enterprising businessman named Aaron Hill. Hill took over the directorship of the only theater in London doing opera, the Queen's Theater in the Haymarket. And he's the man we have to thank for the creation of Rinaldo. His previous experience in theater was nil, but he turned out to have a real gift for it. His big idea was to commission a new, authentic Italian opera for London featuring real Italian singers, a cast of thousands, and elaborate state-of-the-art stage effects. He got the story of the opera from a famous epic by an Italian poet from the previous century, Torquato Tasso. It was a highly fanciful account of the end of the First Crusade in the year 1099, when Godfrey of Bouillon took over Jerusalem from the Saracens. Aaron Hill had vision. Tasso was one of the most popular poets of the day, so he was a well-known source, and somewhere Hill had picked up the know-how to adapt the story into a workable opera scenario. But better yet, he knew who to hire to realize his brainchild. For the libretto, Giacomo Rossi, a successful Italian poet living in London, and for the music, a German whose London star was on the rise, George Friedrich Händel. Rinaldo was a spectacular success. It had incredible music, amazing special effects, and authenticity. It was the first fully Italian opera ever done in London, and its cast included several members of the world's most exotic and elite class of singers, castratos. Castratos were the superstars of Italian opera. They were men who'd been castrated when they were young boys so that their voices would never change. They stayed sopranos or altos for the rest of their lives. They had the most rigorous musical training of the day, and as they matured, or failed to mature, I guess would be more accurate, their voices developed into the most sublime and heroic instruments ever heard. Or so they say. We'll never know, because thankfully, they quit doing that about 200 years ago. Nowadays, we either have women sing the castrato roles, or they're sung by countertenors who have a castrato's range without the operation. As for Händel, we know surprisingly little about him other than his prosperous professional life, most of which he spent in England. There are some interesting anecdotes floating around about him having a gruff manner and a short temper, but most of those are unsubstantiated, and they're offset by plenty of less colorful stories about him being kind and generous. There were plenty of reliable rumors that he had a fling with a famous soprano in his younger days, but he stayed single all of his life. Some people have concluded that intimate companionship just wasn't all that important to him, but that's only speculation. A couple of things that we do know were definitely important to him were good food and opera. He composed for every genre of Baroque music, but opera and opera's close cousin, oratorio, were Handel's gifts to the world. Depending on who you ask, he's either the greatest or at least one of the greatest opera composers of all time.